But there's just one problem. Is my cock big enough? Is my brain small enough for you to make me a star? Give me a toot, I'll sell you my soul. Pull my strings and I'll go far. For you to make me a star. Everybody sing it one time. Is my cock big enough? Is my brain small enough for you to make me a star? Shut up and dance, everybody. Is my cock big enough? Is my brain small enough for you to make me a star? I'll sell you my soul. Oh, my strings and all the bar. One more time, give me a tune. I'll sell you my soul. Oh, my strings and all the bar. And true. My pillow. And we sure did love you. We'll see you next time. Yeah, it's a good time playing here tonight.
Hey, what's up? It's Ned, and you're listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Karen.
Motherfucker, come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Yo, 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 yo. Check out. It's the Jack Klassen Show. God, this is early. This feels early. We're recording real early. Yeah. Throws me off completely.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live right now, of course. This is just throwing me off. Hold on. Beautiful, let's see. We're trying.
What's throwing you off, though? What's going on? Do you need some help?
Yeah, no, I need a lot of help. Oh my god. It's a Jack Klassen Show, 9:90 a.m. We're trying.
Zach needs some special help.
I need a lot of special help.
What's going on?
I'm trying.
Let Mama fix it. Let Mama fix it for you.
What's
going on?
Listen, everything's thrown off. This is an early recording.
Yeah, well, sorry. It's all my fault for actually trying to do something with my life. I'm in college and Jack has given me all this. Blah, 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 because I can't do the show every day because I have school.
God forbid.
I have to go to school. Oh,
God forbid you have to go to school.
I'm paying for an education. Don't, you know.
Hey, school's never.
How much you're paying for it. Just do the show.
Hey, get a job in the field you want to get. You don't even have to go to school for whatever you're doing.
Well, the only job you could get is in a field. So shut up.
It's a Jack Klassen Show. 9:90 a.m. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's, I think this would be Saturday. We'll pretend it's Saturday. God. It does throw me off, though. My entire existence has been late night. Always. So doing these recordings, I always feel slightly off. I mean, I'm not.
Well,
it's fine.
Shake it off, dude. Get it together. You're a radio host. Oh, it's too early. Shut up. You're pissing me off with this stuff. I don't know what to do. We're live.
Damn.
Why don't you tell me off the air?
Damn. Because it's far more interesting on the air. You should know that. You know how
is
that
it?
Stuff works. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. 1,000%. So anyway, I'm thrown for a loop. Whatever. We'll work past it. It's fine. That's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. Anyway, we have you were telling me that we have a punk legend coming on the show today.
This punk legend has a he
9:90 a.m.
Well, it was very vague. He's very vague the way he talks.
Yeah,
this guy Alan, he's gonna be a future guest. He's down to do the show, so we can tease this. But yeah, our friend Alan Sentieri, a punk / anti-punk,
yes,
/ chauvinist.
Oh, nice. A real-life chauvinist, nice.
/ the anti-racist / vegan.
But isn't he also pro-racist?
Capitalist. He's pro-racist. I said he's anti-racist.
Oh, okay, perfect, yes. I just had to make that clear.
Vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not bury that.
No.
That one's important. And eccentric guy.
Very eccentric. I think now for the audience listening in Arizona and Montana, this Alan guy, I think he worked with Kurt Cobain. I think
he is Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
We forgot that. He's also Kurt Cobain. So basically we're having Kurt Cobain on the show.
It's just amazing.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
That's so funny. And tomorrow is 100%. Tomorrow is LGBTQ drag time storybook hour, 1,000%. So that'll be the Sunday show for Arizona and Montana. Fantastic. Can you imagine you're in Montana and you're driving to work? Oh, hey, look at this. We have a special guest.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, thanks for calling in. What do you hear? What do you say? It's a Jack Klassen show. We got a special guest. What do you hear? What do you say?
This is a guy who I had on my show.
Hey,
we talked about that bit on the show.
Hey, Jesse.
I thought that you left in anger at our last call.
No, I didn't. It was very rude of me. Sorry about that.
Hey,
it was, but it's okay.
Okay.
I thought it was because I was being rude.
So listen,
I had to go.
So listen, for the audience on 9:90 a.m. and in Montana, K-Bear, you called my co-host. Well, initially you contacted my co-host on Facebook, and then she invited you onto the show. And you're just some Facebook dude who adds women onto Facebook, right? I mean, that's really it. That's right,
that's
right?
It.
Yeah. Do you have any luck? Have any luck getting pussy with that or what? Like, for real,
God,
I'm asking.
I have a lady.
Yeah, but why are you adding broads?
Oh, you don't. Wait. You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, what?
Hang on. What are you guys thinking? Where are you coming from?
Dude,
where
is he, if are you... I was your girlfriend.
Thank you.
Who is this lady? Does she have no self-respect? Does she? Yes or no? Does she? Yes or no?
What do you,
does
what
she
do you
yes
mean?
Or no? Just answer the question. It's a yes or no question. Does she have self-respect?
Of course.
All right. So here's my argument as to why you're wrong. If I was your girlfriend and my boyfriend was DMing, you said 100 people when
More
you were
than
on
that.
My show. He said 100 people. And I was the only one that responded, by the way. So that's also a fun fact. I would be so I would be furious with you. That is unacceptable. oh, well, I just want to be friends with them. No, you don't.
That's never happened, not once in the whole history of humanity. Thank you. You're getting buzzed.
Even if that's true, why is she comfortable with that?
It's healthy to have. It's healthy to have friends of all.
No, it isn't.
Sorts of.
No, it isn't. You're sexes. Just trying to get. No, it isn't.
Yeah, old friends.
Yeah.
Platonic. Purely platonic.
Yeah, purely platonic. Wait,
it doesn't
but
make
you're
any sense.
Messaging people all over the world on Facebook. What do you think? All right. Well, how about this? Even if that is your intention. I'm like mad at you right now.
It's kind of you're kind of disrespecting Karen.
Even if, yes, you are. Even if that is your intention and don't say a word.
Okay.
What does a woman, what do you think I thought when you contacted me? Or any woman at all?
Well.
He wanted
track mine comes to mind.
He wanted you to lynch. He wanted you to try to lynch him underneath a bridge, and say it's MAGA country.
That's Our by the way, our guest looks a lot like Jussie Smollett. You look like Jussie Smollett, but don't you dare try to change the subject.
What is this show anyway?
What
show is this?
Dude, don't change the subject. Don't change the subject.
Don't change the subject. Don't change the subject.
Yeah.
Thin ice.
Can we talk to your girlfriend?
This? Shut up. What do you think a woman thinks when she gets a message from you? Let me look. I'm going to look at what your first message was.
What was
the question?
All right. Look, women would probably think that I was trying to get into their pants.
Yeah. So, all right. So even if that isn't true, why are you messaging people around the world for them to think that you're going to get in their pants, as you put it? And your girlfriend's just like, oh, I guess it's okay. What is wrong with this woman? Let's talk to her. Put her on the phone now.
She has a lot of problems. Yeah, she has an ex-husband. He used to be very controlling.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Very controlling. So, you know, I'm basically the head of the house, the head honcho. You know what I mean?
So you're controlling her.
So you're controlling her?
Yeah.
No, why does that? Wait.
I'm not. I'm trying to free her.
By messaging women all over the world? By messaging 100 women?
Well,
come on,
my
pal.
My intentions aren't completely.
It doesn't matter. Oh, they aren't? He said he liked my profile picture.
There's a bit of that, bit of this, bit of that, you know.
So you are trying to hook up with women.
Do you want to hook up?
Yes. I do.
Did I just say that on radio?
Don't worry about it.
Wait. But would you accept? Would you accept? Do you want to? Yes?
Yeah.
You admitted it. I got you.
It was a trick.
You're trying to have sex with other women.
You're trying to cheat on your wife.
You just said you were.
No. No, I didn't say that.
You just did.
Specifically did not say that.
Hey,
the words didn't come out of my mouth.
Listen, this is the Jack Klassen Show, 9:90 a.m. Are you coming home? Can we talk to your girlfriend?
She's asleep at the moment.
No, can you wake her up?
Wake her up. Wait. Are you in a polyamorous relationship? And if you lie, I will be able to tell. I am trained in criminal psychology.
Criminal?
Yes.
I'm trying to work it that way.
Love criminal.
Can you imagine you take this girl who is in a horrible, damaging relationship, and then you throw her in this relationship where you're like, let's be polyamorous, but I'm in control.
But I sleep with other women. Does she sleep with other men?
No, we were hoping to do it together.
Exactly.
Together.
Yeah, but I'm. Yeah, but you're hooking up with other women, not together. He's, just with the other
he's
woman.
He's trying to save face right now.
Yeah. Well, you lose. We all know. You have to just be honest, dude.
Okay. You've got me. You got me. I surrender.
Jesse Smollett, you have two options. You're going to either wake up your girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Cat.
What? Okay.
Does she know? And are you in a polyamorous relationship?
No. Technically, no. And
she doesn't know. She doesn't know.
No one knows.
She doesn't know. She doesn't.
Tell your girlfriend live.
Technically, no.
Okay. Are you going to put your girlfriend on?
No. No way.
Jesse, show us your teeth.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. What is it?
Don't worry about it.
No. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
But seriously, can you please wake up your girlfriend? Like, for real.
Wait. You have to tell her, dude.
Yeah, for real.
Don't you feel guilty?
You can't be torturing this poor abused lady like this. That's all you are. You are a... If you don't tell her, you're a scumbag, man.
Dude, seriously, it's going to eat away at you. And the longer you wait... Listen, I've cheated before. And the longer I waited to tell the person when they finally found out...
I haven't done anything.
Yeah, but you're
going... You are technically cheating.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, you are. You just didn't agree to have sex with me.
I hate that. I haven't even done anything. In your mind's eye, I have.
You just asked me to have sex.
Yeah, you're a sick man.
You agreed to have sex with me.
You're a sick man.
Now, and we have it recorded.
I'm so sick about that. Sick as
you have a girlfriend. You're a sick.
Sick isn't good.
Sick man. Sick as good.
Sick isn't good.
Sick dude, you know.
No.
You know what I mean?
That is hilarious.
That's tubular, dude.
Okay, you're heading home. Is your wife, is your girlfriend home?
And is she your girlfriend or your wife?
Wife, yeah.
Partner.
Yeah, okay. Where partner. What room
is she
in?
Is she your wife?
Partner.
But what does that mean? Is she a tranny? Excuse my language.
You're right.
She's
not my wife.
Huh?
Well, could you bring her once again, Jesse?
Why is she your partner? Is she transsexual?
No.
Shut up.
Oi, crikey, let me cheat on me wife in peace in it.
He's totally his wife and he's lying. She's totally his wife and he's lying.
You gotta prove to us.
Show us both your hands. Show us both your rings.
Are you guys from Canada?
Show us.
He is.
Show us your fingers.
Show us your ring fingers.
Show us your fingers, mate.
Show us both of your ring fingers. There's one. The other one.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just took it off. Listen, pal. Listen,
anyway,
pal.
Guys.
No, pal. Listen, please. Just take this into the other room. And just wake up your girlfriend real fast. It's fine.
Are you going to do it?
Are you from Canada?
Yeah.
Don't change the subject.
Don't change the subject. Are you going to wake up your girlfriend, please? If you wake up your girlfriend, I'll send you $100.
Alarm.
I'll send you $100 if you wake up your girlfriend.
$100 Canadian dollars? I don't think I want that.
American dollars.
Oh, that trumps everything. We'll send you $100 American dollars on the Jack Klassen radio show. If you wake up your girlfriend right now.
And tell her.
That's a negatory.
Why don't you? Why? Do you feel ashamed?
That's a negatory?
Dudes, by the way, don't use racial language on this show. This is an FMAM show for
what
real.
What is wrong with you? Now he's on here saying the N-word.
You just said the N-word, man.
I will not repeat it.
Yeah, we can't repeat that.
I cannot repeat that.
Listen,
I like you guys. You guys are cool.
Well, yeah, if you like us so much, then why don't you wake up your goddamn wife?
We don't like you.
Yeah, unless you wake up your wife.
She's not my wife.
Well, wake her up.
Would you like to be woken up if you were sleeping?
You're a sick person, man. Do you know what you're doing to her right now?
What kind of show is this? I'm meant to be your guest. You're meant to be pumping me up.
Well, listen.
I'm not pumping up a cheater.
What do you expect? You come here messaging me on Facebook, and then you lie. You lie to me on my show. You lie to your girlfriend, who's probably your wife, which is a lie. Probably another lie. You're a liar. You're cheap.
Show us your penis.
No, I'm not.
Show us your penis.
Show us your penis.
Show us your penis.
No.
Why not?
No.
You got two options.
Sorry, you wanted to. If I would have asked, you would have totally done it.
Hey, you asked. Ask.
You would have totally done
Maybe.
It.
Maybe.
If I asked you on Facebook during over chat, you would have done it 100%. Jack?
1,000%. Of course.
1,000%.
Yeah, you see? Okay.
Hold on. He shrugged.
Okay, I'm going to leave, and then you're going to ask him. It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:90 a.m.
Yeah,
Montana.
He doesn't have to see. You can.
Yeah,
I'll look. Jack, I don't like that. They can't even.
No, not on the radio.
Yeah, on the radio. No one likes it.
If you leave, it won't be recorded. Is your picture you in a weed field?
I wasn't. Hey, where's your camera? Wake up your wife. Do you want some money?
Hang on. How do I do this? I've lost the feed. The camera feed.
Put the camera back on.
Look at him. He's just doing that because he doesn't want to show his penis.
His penis, and he doesn't want to. And he doesn't want to wake up his wife.
Dude, he's dead. Do you have fun jacking off, you pervert?
He's getting chubbed up. He was getting chubbed up. Now listen, Jussie Smollett, who cheats on his wife, and possibly. Commits other domestic
violence.
He said
he messaged men too. Are you bisexual? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, listen, this is my final offer.
Are you?
I'm trisexual. I'll try anything sexual.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I think we had a sound effect for that.
Yeah, no. They're all on different keys now.
That's all right.
Sorry.
That's You're fired.
Wonderful. I love the sound effects.
Thanks.
So listen, man. You got a couple options here. You got a couple options here, pal. We'll send you $500. Can you play some celebration music, Karen? $500.
You got a spare $500 lying around.
We have, because we're a goddamn radio show, brother. I'm on two different radio stations, dude. Please play some celebration music, Karen.
Shut up.
Can we go to a break?
No, we can't go to a break, pal. There is no break.
Put some music on.
No. Not until I see your wife. You want $500 USD PayPal to you? Wake up your wife.
PayPal, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. Wake up your wife.
Wake up your wife.
Is that Superman?
Wake up your wife.
Save me, Superman.
Wake up your wife. $500. Take it or leave it.
$500.
Wake up your wife.
This Australian pervert will wake up his wife and confess everything to her that he's been messaging men and women on Facebook trying to have sex. Them. He said he messaged 100 people. This could be a Dr. Phil episode.
I really could.
Yeah.
Please.
What about Jerry Springer?
Joey Springer? Who the hell is
Jerry
Joey
Springer?
Springer?
Jerry.
Joey Springer.
Yeah, you just want to go on there so you can see breasts. Pervert.
Oh, it's his wife.
She's up.
Hey. Your husband's cheating on you. Your husband's trying to cheat.
He's cheating on you. He's cheating on you. He asked me to have sex.
He's asking.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
He asked me on Facebook.
I gotta go.
You already know. Good.
I'm not a
good.
Moron.
He's a piece of shit.
I am not. I am not. Stop it. Stop it. You stop it.
Oh my God, dude. What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
You stop it.
Just say things that are not true.
It's true.
Oh my God. I can show you.
We have it on recording.
Yeah, we have all this on recording. We're recording a live show right now.
A live radio show. And you admitted to cheating. Wanting to
and
cheat.
You also he also aired out your business and said stuff about your past relationships.
This is sick. Yeah.
Seriously, dude.
Dude.
You cannot act like that. Is she gone? Is she still in the room? Oh my God, he definitely has the volume off.
Oh yeah.
Can't figure out how to turn
this
it off.
This is hilarious. He doesn't know. He's
can't even figure out how to turn it off. Is she still there?
Is she still there? Hey, listen.
Is she still there? Hey.
This guy's bringing up personal details about your past. He's cheating. It's no good.
He's cheating. And he's cheating on you with men.
It's a whole thing.
With men, too.
He's also trisexual.
He told me he messaged 100 people.
He can't figure it out.
He's like, his camera keeps going on and up. I like this picture of him in front of weed.
I know.
Oh, he's connecting to audio.
Oh, perfect.
Oh.
I'm back.
Oh my God. Is she still in the room?
No, she left.
Take her, bring her back. Put on your camera, bring her back.
What did she say? She said she already knows.
I have to do something. I have to do something which you can't see me do.
Bring it.
Wait, what are you doing? Going to beat
your
wife?
Are you taking a shit?
No.
He's not only a cheater. He spent all our money.
Oh,
he spent all your money?
Yes, he did.
I didn't.
He always does.
No, I didn't.
Always. Always.
On
did
what?
He spend it on other women?
No.
Absolutely.
She just added that on.
No, women and drugs.
What? Are you serious? Why are you still with him?
I really don't know.
Oh my God. That is terrible.
Yeah.
This is a setup. This is not fair.
A setup.
You did
this
to yourself.
We have it all recorded on audio. He admitted to all of this.
Yeah.
We have it all recorded.
I'm back.
Give it to me.
Yeah, hang on.
He's still.
What is he smoking? Is he smoking
what
meth?
Are you smoking?
Are you smoking?
Yes, he is.
He's smoking
yes, he
meth.
He's smoking meth.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So you're smoking meth? You're cheating on your wife? You're spending all your money?
I'm not cheating. What are you saying?
You're on
he's
meth.
Smiling. If you're smoking, and laughing.
If you're smoking meth.
And smoking meth. Meth. His girlfriend is distraught. I'm so sorry, honey. We're not making fun of you at all. We are, like, totally appalled with this guy.
Appalled.
So
appalled.
Did you find him?
Yeah.
Where did you find him?
He messaged me on Facebook.
Oh, what's your name? Which one?
He messages
every, like, so many women on Facebook. It's ridiculous. Send some pictures of his penis. Did you get
I didn't because I, you know what I did?
What?
You know, okay, so this is the actual story. He said hi and he waved to me and I never responded. And then I was looking for people to make fun of on my radio show and I was looking for guys who DM'd me.
They're both smoking meth right now. It's a Jack Classic show, 9:90 a.m. Arizona, Montana. This is beautiful.
Shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake.
They're just doing big meth hits. How long have you guys
finished?
Are you guys like a meth couple?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Put your girlfriend back on. I want to see both of you, please.
No, you don't want to see me.
I want to see you. Why are you staying with this man who's smoking meth and trying to cheat on you? Why are you smoking meth?
Did you ever do meth before you met this guy?
Nope.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! So you never smoked meth before you met just fake Australian Jesse Small? Look at that big meth head.
Oh my God!
It has a bad rap. It has a bad rap.
Yeah, it has a bad rap.
It does. I've seen people smoke meth.
It's not fair.
It's not fair, the rap it's got. It's insane.
It's not fair, the rap it's got. This guy's just taking big fat meth hits. It's a Jack Classic show, 9:90 a.m.
You have to leave him and you have to get clean. I cannot
leave it. So he made, did he make you smoke meth?
No, he didn't make me, but buys it.
She loves it. She loves it.
He buys it for our money, so I figure I may as well go halves, because what's the point? You know, what
it's going to gonna stop. It's going to stop.
That's not a good idea. No, it's not going to stop.
It's going to stop. It's going to stop.
Just like you messaging other women is going to stop, you fucking piece of shit. Oh, I can't swear on the radio.
You need to beep that.
See, no, I'm
it's true.
Mad at you. As a woman, that is disgusting to me.
You Americans don't know what you're talking about.
You're smoked, you just smoked a big bowl of meth, dude.
You just smoked a big bowl of meth.
It's a Jack Classic show, 9:90 a.m. Arizona, Montana. We love you. So
peace.
No, hold on a second.
No.
Can we ask your wife a question real quick?
What?
Alrighty.
I'm not his wife, don't worry.
What kind of drugs, were you into drugs before you met this man? At all?
No. Yes, she was. She used to smoke weed.
Well, that's a big jump. How old were you when you first started smoking meth?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
She doesn't want to reveal her age.
51.
You were 50. You were over 50. What possesses someone? You've gone 50 years in your life without smoking meth. What is that turn? How do you just go, yeah, I'm going to start smoking some meth now?
She got out of a bad relationship.
So what else do we know about
you? Told us that about you, by the way. He's airing out your business on a radio show.
So you had a bad relationship.
Dr. Phil and his sidekick.
Yeah, and he took...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Oprah.
He took advantage. He took advantage of you in a tight situation, put you on meth, and now you're his bitch.
That's what I say. That's what I say. I got her on the rebound.
Why you can't say that to her?
Does he let you leave? Does he let you leave the house?
No, she actually doesn't even know, because he just leaves without telling me.
So also, he doesn't have a job.
I'm a man. I do what I want.
Yeah, smoke a big bowl of crack.
Yeah, and she.
Crack's different. Okay.
Individual.
Hey. Was I just going to ask? Jack, say what you're going to say.
I'm just totally astounded. I want to hear more, so how long have you been dating?
Oh,
who's
no.
No, Tari.
Do you know what else?
What?
He's changed the password on my Google account, so I can't even have internet access.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. Are you?
It wasn't me, because I was asleep.
What password?
Is this an Ariel Castro situation? Are you, being kept?
And look, he's gaslighting you right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's dancing. Yeah. He's literally dancing right now.
Yeah.
What an a-hole. Dude, so I'm assuming he doesn't have a job, correct?
He is a dog.
There is so much money in the world that we could all be millionaires.
We could all spend on meth. We could all be millionaires.
We could all be on meth.
Could you repeat that?
There is enough money in the whole world. Wall Street has got a lot to answer for. Wall Street.
Right. What is this?
Military industrial complex.
Is this what happens when you smoke meth? You start talking about Wall Street and the
military. Yeah, of course.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Hey, you run a gas station.
Did you vote for Bernie Sanders?
I only voted once in my life, and my guy won.
Does he beat you? So. Does he beat you?
Who?
Do you beat your wife?
No. Yeah, I was gonna.
Your meth whore.
Probably do, dude.
Oh, I am appalled by your thinking.
Is he verbally abusive?
Yeah.
She looks distraught.
Oh, did you see her eyes? Yeah. There's something weird. Come on, lady.
He's hit you.
Has he hit you?
He's hit you.
No.
In a methed out rage.
Why isn't she saying
that? Yeah. Why is she keeping her mouth shut? Are you going
to
beat her
now? She looks
like
she's about to cry.
Are you going to beat her?
And you're laughing.
If she says something?
It's a very weird situation.
Are you in a burner with the meth pipe?
I mean, why wouldn't he be beating her up? He's a meth head.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Liar, cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he beats her. 100%.
Look, she's
and
not
he's
saying
not
nothing.
Even, like... The way he's saying no, he's, like, so calm. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Like, if he did it... Oh, my God. God. Are we on D-Live
oh,
right
of course.
Now?
Of course we're on D-Live.
Oh, God. This video is going to... We gotta save this video.
It's being recorded.
It's Jet Class Show, 9:90 a.m. Arizona, Montana. Why is your wife being so silent? Yeah, we're gonna edit it. Yes.
Silence is golden.
Yeah.
Silence is golden.
Yes, silence is golden. You're taking this poor woman hostage, put her on drugs.
One
you
two
took
words.
Away her
two
internet
words.
Access.
Can she contact two her family? Words.
Wait, what did she say? What did you say?
Stockholm syndrome.
Cock sucking.
He sucked cock?
Stop talking about cock sucking. For God's sake.
Oh, this is a hit a nerve. That's a whole other angle. Is that how
you
make your money?
Cock? Wait. Is that your job?
No.
Yeah.
That's her job.
It's my job.
It's her job.
Wait, so you pimp her out?
No.
No. Well,
me.
Hold on. Yeah.
Me.
Hold on. No. Oh, no.
Me.
That's not what
her
you said.
I.
You.
Her and I. Yeah.
No, I believe in with that. That's like really weird that exchange just happened though.
I think
sucking cock is my job. No, it's not. Her job is to be successful and free and happy.
There's a saying.
Content.
Charm is deceptive
and, taken care of.
And beauty is fleeting.
Can you please let her out of her meth prison?
Of course. She can go whenever she wants
can
to.
Can she? Can you can put the camera on her? Put the camera on her and let us ask her. Can you leave whenever you want?
Yes.
Can you leave whenever I don't just let's
can
see
you
her
leave
face.
Whenever you want.
Can
we
you
should
leave?
Call the police.
Yeah.
I can go.
Can you look at the camera? Put your eyes at the camera because you're looking kind of. This is kind of suspicious. Yeah. Can you leave the house whenever you want?
Yeah.
But
usually,
but did you see that little sign he just did? He like hit her a little bit.
Comedy.
No, he actually kicks me out.
How old is he? He kicks you out.
Yeah.
Great. He kicks you out?
Yeah, it's his house.
For what?
If I speak sometimes.
Are you kidding?
You don't know. You don't know.
Do you stay with him? Because.
Can I have some of that?
Why
do you stay?
Yeah.
So whoever it was, like he sent you a message. Hi, blah, blah. He's got like about 60,000 messages in his phone of people that he's just picked up off Facebook or Chatterbait. Or OnlyFans, or Amiga, or Reddit, or what are all the
Oh my god! Reddit? What's
most of them actually.
Is he
received his dick pic? Then you know.
She's just making things up.
I'm not. Then occasionally they'll block him. He's had a few blocks. But the majority of them will then reciprocate with a big. Vagina on his phone.
No, I didn't do any of that. He messaged me hi and I never responded and I was looking.
What do you mean I was a gentleman?
Oh yeah, that lasts for about one sentence.
I was looking for people to make fun of on my radio show.
Okay.
And
now I get it.
Yeah.
Now
and
I'm
you were a
it.
Person who messaged me and I wanted to bring on like one of those idiots who you get DMs from. Because just being a woman on the internet, you get those all the time. And so the only other thing I talked to him about was, do you want to join a Zoom meeting? And I thought he was from like Bangladesh, by the way, from like how like retarded his typing was. Like it sounded like you didn't speak English at all.
G'day, Cobra.
Are you a human trafficker?
Hello, Governor.
Are you a human trafficker?
Hi.
Are you? No, seriously.
He's not a human trafficker.
Oh man, I
don't go crazy.
I don't know. I just It's enough crazy can things I guess, have happened.
Can I guest on your show next time as well?
Oh, yeah. You guys are welcome on the show whenever you want.
Yeah, please. No, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want, please.
Do you want to do karaoke?
I'll try and think of something funny to do next time.
No,
entertaining.
Hey, do you want to do meth karaoke? What's a song you can sing?
What's a song?
What's a song you can sing?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
All right, I'll put that on.
Okay.
You want to sing happy birthday?
This is Methed Out Karaoke on the Jack Klassen radio show. 9:90 a.m. Arizona, Montana. God bless you. These people are high on meth, possibly a kidnapping Ariel Castro situation with a abused woman in the background. Sing the song.
You can hear that?
Oh.
Sing it.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Huh? Keep singing, brother. This is Methed Out Karaoke. Keep singing.
I don't know any songs. You should check out my social
You don't know
media.
Happy Birthday?
This is Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday.
Jesus Christ. It's
sing
a Jack
happy
Lassage.
Birthday.
Come on, please. It's karaoke time.
Happy birthday to.
Have you had a happy birthday since you started smoking meth? Is that why you can't remember?
Quite possibly.
I had a birthday a couple of months back, and he didn't even wish me happy birthday.
Oh my god!
Hey, what's your name, sweetie?
That's insane,
sweetie. What's
what
your
is
name?
Wrong with this guy?
What's your name?
What's your name, honey?
Patty.
Joanne.
Patty. What's your
Joanne.
Name?
Joanne.
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 What is the worst thing he's ever done?
The worst thing?
Yeah.
You don't
want
to know.
What?
You probably shouldn't know.
Oh, what? No,
hey,
tell
what's
us.
Your mouth?
Oh my
tell
God.
Us, what's the worst thing he's ever done? Happy birthday to Joanne.
Jack, shut up.
and my birthday was on Valentine's Day also.
Oh my God.
No.
No.
Yeah, so Valentine's Day and birthday. And
it just gets worse and worse and worse. What's the worst thing?
Can't tell you.
Well, tell me the second to worst thing then. That's insane that you
can't tell me, by the way. I can't tell you the second worst either.
All right. That's enough.
Oh my God.
Don't get beat. Move
along.
Out of there.
Move along. Get out of here. What are you doing?
I can't believe this guy is doing this.
This guy is so jovial for having such a beaten down woman next to him. Like, this.
How are you reacting to what she's saying?
The juxtaposition is insane. I'm very rarely at a loss for words. Very rarely. What is the worst thing he's done?
Why can't you tell us,
sweetie?
You're asking the same question. Your interview skills need to ask it in a different
is
way.
Is he gonna hit you if you tell us?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God, dude! You should call the police on him.
Yeah. Wait, why can't you call the police?
By the way,
she never shuts up. By the way.
No, I can't.
So you're in your 50s. Are your parents still alive?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, my dad's 70. My dad's 70.
He's not. He's 73.
73. He's
73. So, oh my God. So how old are you?
I guess.
I don't know. You're on meth. You could be 27 or 75.
40. 40?
38.
What the hell?
What is happening?
I don't know. I like that white trash is white trash no matter where you are in the world. It's kind of universal.
It. Yeah, no matter if you're...
For sure.
What is your race? Black or whatever you are.
Biracial?
Yeah.
Biracial in Australia, white trash is still white trash. It's beautiful.
I'm tri-racial. I'll try anything racial.
Oh.
You like that? Is that better this time?
Sounds a bit corny, but still good.
I just like to say Rachel.
Big hit of meth, meth now.
Oh my God.
Dude. This guy needs to be killed, honestly.
Yeah, you might be the worst human being there ever was. Like, for real.
You are a completely just awful person.
Yeah.
Jesus, I haven't had to use any sound effects. That's how you know, like, this is a really intense episode.
I mean, for real. It's a Jack Klassen show. We have, how would you describe this?
We have a guy
call?
Who's, now he's showing us his crotch. We have a guy who,
why do you raise that?
His wife smokes meth, cheats on her, sucks dick, spends all her money on meth, has done things to her that she cannot share with us because he's going to beat her.
Yeah.
She's crying and he's dancing around and like laughing and stuff.
This is absolutely insane.
9:90 a.m. The Patriot.
Dennis Prager, you don't have this
who's
on your
next
show.
Guest? You can we get another guest on? Four guests, two guests at once.
I'll try to get another.
You know what?
I want to get another guest.
To talk to
but
this
keep
man.
Talking, yeah. In case I can.
Oh my God!
Maybe I can have a fight with your new guest.
I'm just completely blown away. Like,
I don't like it.
Jesus Christ!
Are you okay with like being on this show right now?
Yeah, for sure. How? What's your audience? How many people
Why
are?
Why are you not reacting, sir? I'm gonna say your real name. Is this your real name, Tomasi Moran? Is that your real name? This is Tomasi Moran. Where do you live in Australia?
Sydney.
You're on meth.
Okay, we've got Tomasi Moran. He lives in Sydney, Australia. If anybody has any information on him, he is hitting his wife, doing meth. He won't let her leave. He's kicking her out. He's putting this woman in danger. He's probably a sexual predator. He's probably a rapist.
Hey, Tomasi Moran ever been with a minor for in a mess situation? Like, serious question.
Yeah. No. Have you maybe accident ended up having sex with someone under the age of 18?
Do you
by accident?
Oh, not that I know of.
Okay,
I will see you.
Does he give meth to minors?
I'm going on Bigo.
Oh, yeah, he's going on Bigo. Is that where you can...
Do you know what Bigo is?
Sounds... Listen, there's about...
What?
There's about a million jokes I can make that'll get bleeped.
He's going to try and get a Bigo. Have a Bigo.
Bigo!
Alrighty.
What's a Bigo?
He's going to... That's a code for he's going to beat the shit out of his wife.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, my God. Alrighty, let's
she laughed? Was that her laughing or you?
No, that was him. Hey. She doesn't laugh. She's not allowed to laugh.
Bye bye. Thank you for having me.
We'll talk to you
yeah,
later.
Yeah, anytime, brother.
Anytime. You guys are both welcome on the show, by the
dude,
way.
Dude, wait. Tomasi Moran, Sydney, Australia. He is 38 years old. He looks kind of like Jesse Smollett. He has a beard. He's dark skinned, short hair. His girlfriend is in her 50s, I think, and she is being abused by him. Please call the police if you have any information on Tomasi Moran.
We cannot call the police.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Have a good one, guys. Peace and love. Wow. So that was a thing. That was a... I can't believe that spiraled out into such a... I was not expecting any of that.
We did not. To clarify, all we knew about this guy was he was a loser who messages chicks on Facebook.
And now we know everything about him, and we know that he's like a movie villain. Like one of those like domestic.
He's like more insane than that. He was smiling and laughing that whole time while his woman was crying and telling us about how he hits her.
Did
every, like, story? Yeah, that's like the time he forgot about my birthday. My birthday's on Valentine's Day, by the way.
And then she just oh my god. And not to mention the big fat meth hits he was taking. This is was insane.
Took so many. A lot.
A lot of meth. They were smoking a lot of meth, those characters.
She wasn't smoking a lot of meth. She only smoked a little bit.
Meth. Oh my god.
She said she had never gotten. I was so good with that. I could tell
that,
like, every single thing.
That was
got into meth because of him. Obvious. Yeah.
No question about that.
No question. She's in her 50s, so he's like using her for money.
1,000%.
I was gonna ask her about that, but.
And the guy's so...
You were too busy asking him ridiculous questions about trafficking and stuff.
Well, listen, the guy was so ridiculous. Awesome. The guy was so ridiculous that was kind of in the wheelhouse. I mean, for real. Yeah, it was.
I'm just smarter than you, John. Admit it.
Thanks. No, that was in the wheelhouse, and you know it. That was absolutely insane. Alrighty, when we're... We gotta.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Exactly. Alrighty, we gotta cut to break real quick.
All right.
That's what I'm doing.
I gotta feed the cat.
Nice. Well, let's cut to break. Nickelback, hero. That woman Joanna needs a hero.
If she's out there, Sydney, Australia, Sebastian Moron. I seriously want this guy to get locked down.
I think we might have to send this show to the Sydney police. I mean, it's weird.
But she'll probably go to jail too. But maybe it's worth it.
I don't think that woman's going to live the next 6 months. I think she needs a hero, baby. It's a Jack Classy show. 9:90 a.m. Montana. We're going on break. Than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can? Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack Clapton.
Oh, check it out, baby. We're back. Yeah, you're just not getting that on the Prager show. I mean, for real, Woody show? You're not having someone smoke big bowls of meth. God damn it, dude. That was pretty good. I hope they call in more. Honest to God. I think those are going to be future excellent reoccurring characters. Or they're going to go to jail, one of the two. Or they're going to die via overdose. Like, Jesus Christ. That is absolutely insane. I've very, 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 very rarely been lost for words at any point during my time doing radio. By the way, it's a Jack Class show. Update for the D-Live. We will be doing some morning shows. We're trying to nail out a proper stream time for you guys. Nothing's changed on FM AM. Still the same. Badass. We're still the same on there. So we're mornings in Montana. Late, late night. Super early mornings. I believe it's 3 to 5 on 9:90 a.m. That's right, Friday to Monday. And we're 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. in Montana. God bless prime time. I mean, this show deserves to be prime time. I mean, can you imagine you're sitting in your car, you're heading to work, and you hear this? How you doing?
Yeah, this is
you recovering from that? I'm barely. That was insane.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell. Well, you're welcome. I found this that yes, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I don't know.
I don't even know. What do we even say? What do we even say?
The dude, just kept burying himself. He did not care.
He didn't care at all. That's, the thing.
Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know, but I can't wait for him to call into future shows. Because he's going
to. Yeah, he doesn't care that we told his girlfriend all this stuff.
Yep.
And we're calling. We are literally saying he should die.
Nope, doesn't care.
And that we think he's a piece. Think he's slime. A terrible person.
Hey,
doesn't care.
Do you think the Woody show. Do you think this would happen on the Woody show?
No.
No, not even close.
Never.
Never.
In their life.
Never.
That's what they. Yeah.
The Woody show would probably would probably pussy out of it, if I'm being honest with you. Yeah, they would just.
And the girl said, and the girl goes like this.
Wait, were you just playing clips of the Woody show?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Anyway, I just gotta wrap this up.
Is the show open?
I mean. Yeah, it's been. Yeah, I mean, I could go overtime. That was just too insane.
Do it. How? What do we do after that?
I don't know. That's just it. I don't know how I can. Let's see. Okay, let's see. First of all,
I want to do something really dumb. I have to go because I have school, but I want something at the end of this. I want to do something really stupid. What can we do?
God,
do you want to play MASH?
What is MASH?
You never played MASH?
No, what is MASH?
Mansion, apartment, shack, house.
Mobile Army Surgical Hospital? I love MASH.
It's like you figure out your future.
Okay, yeah, okay. This sounds like a very 14-year-old girl thing. Sure, throw it on.
All right. So first you spell out MASH.
Yes.
And then what are name? Is it out of four? I don't care. Four people that you could marry in your future.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You do two and I do two.
Let's see. Joanne? Joanne?
Joanne,
the,
who?
The meth lady.
Oh, Joanne. Yeah,
Joanne. The meth lady. let's see. Joanne, the meth lady. And, God. Princess Diane, pre-corpse.
Princess, it's Diane.
Yeah, Princess Diane.
You're just like that guy. You can't even remember her name.
All right. I'm a
mess. I'm going to say, I was going to say, can I just say Lewis's name? Because I like.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I like saying his name.
You could say
Lewis.
It. Lewis.
AKA Rusty Shackleford. Lewis is his real name.
Alrighty.
And four, I'm going to go with.
Eric Wareheim.
Don't give me any suggestions. That's messed up, man. Nanette. Is that her name?
Who?
Nanette?
Oh, Nanette from the comedy special, Nanette?
Is that her name?
Yeah, it's, we'll roll with that, Nanette. That's what she's known as. The funniest female
Lewis
comedian.
And Nanette. So, four cars. So, you name two and I'll name two. This is the dumbest
thing. Wait, what is it? What is it?
Cars.
Cars?
Yeah.
1977 Oldsmobile 88 Delta and a decommissioned 2001 Crown Victoria.
Right, shut up.
Oh, you asked me anyone?
I'm gonna say bike and Barbie bike.
Bike and Barbie bike.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Alright, so this is how much money per year?
So you want me to how much money per year?
Yeah, that you make.
Am I supposed to actually answer this?
Yes. In a whole year, dummy? 45K?
Yeah, I make 45,000.
That's not a lot. 45K? Alright. Say it differently.
Wait, was I supposed to not give an honest answer?
No, just stop. Don't dwell on it. People don't want to hear this part. Let's just get through it.
Okay, we're going through
Please.
It.
What?
45,000.
Alright. 45. Alright, I already have. Alright, so you're just gonna have that twice. And I already put down $1 and $100. Alright, so pets? Which pets do you wanna have?
Oh, very easy. A very large reptile.
Alright. Large
reptile. And a very small dog.
I'm a dog. And then I'm going to say Lewis and Nanette again.
Alrighty.
Those are my choices.
Yes.
Is there anything else? We're just going to go with these because I don't even care. Alright, so tell me when to stop. I'm going to draw a spiral, and that is how many I count. And then I'm going to tell your people. Okay, so just tell me when to stop.
Alrighty. Hey, you're drawing spirals. You're drawing spirals.
Yeah.
Alrighty, how many spirals are you at? More than one? More than four?
Shut up. I'm still going. You're gonna make this really annoying. Jesus Christ. This is a radio show. You should have stopped it already.
Stop.
Oh my god. You are the most annoying. I hate you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Jesus Christ, dude. Alright. Now I'm gonna tell your future.
Alrighty.
What song should I play while I tell your future?
You should play any sort of game show music. That's what I was playing. It's a Jack Classic show, 9:90 AM. Perfect.
1, 2, 3.
Have you ever seen such a beautiful night?
Okay.
I could almost.
No, 1997, whatever Delta car.
Oh, damn.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No large reptile. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Don't get to marry Joanne.
Oh, god damn it.
I guess because I thought it was going to be silent, but I'm going to do this aloud, so sorry, Hillary Duff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're not making 45K, but you still have a chance. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you're not going to live in a shack.
Hey, that's nice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Not making 45K a year.
Hey, that's good.
You're in trouble now.
Hey, maybe that's more.
You lost both of them.
Maybe that's more. Think about that.
It's not. Shut up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But you're also not living in a house.
Mansion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh! All right. We're going to read it at the end. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're not marrying Nanette. 1, 2.
Oh, shocker.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. You play a song.
I'm playing a song. I got it under control. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
It's the Jack Classic Show. Dennis Prager. We're telling each other. Karen's telling me my future. We're figuring it out. Future's grim.
All right. We've got it.
All right. You got it figured out?
Yeah. All right. So you're in your future. You're going to live in a mansion.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to play a bumper every time I say something.
All righty. Perfect. It's Jack Classic Show. Live mixing, live people smoking meth. You get a lot of things on this show.
In your future, Jack Klassen.
Yes.
That's your words.
Shut up, bitch. Oh,
I hate that.
I like that one.
Mess around. In your future, you will live in a mansion.
Nice.
And with your lovely partner, Lewis!
Oh, no! That's dope. Hell yeah.
You got the Crown Victoria.
Nice. Hey, you got
But you're making $1 a year, sorry.
But how do I afford this mansion? Whatever, we won't look into it. It's the future. Future's uncertain.
And your pet is a tiny dog.
Yay! Look at that. My future sounds really gay.
It is. You're literally gay.
That's literally what that describes. That sounds horrendous. Alrighty.
Gay? You have a mansion, a Crown Victoria, but you make $1 a year. I guess you're like...
And I have a small dog.
I guess Lewis is going to be rich, and you're going to be his little bitch.
He's the breadwinner. Alrighty, what about you, Karen? What is your future?
Ugh. What, do we want to do it again?
I thought you were doing it at the same time. I don't know how any of these games work. It's a Jack Klassen show.
No. God. Well, you should.
God bless you. What did we learn today?
Don't get into relationships with Australian men because they'll beat you.
Yes. Don't.
And they'll smoke meth.
Don't start smoking meth when you turn. What did she say? She turned 51. 53? Isn't that bonkers?
Like, that's when she started, but we didn't know how old she is now.
God. What a dark world. We really live in a dark, sick world.
He's 38.
Oh my God. What a sick world we live in. Alrighty, we gotta wrap this up. It was fun. I don't know what happened. What do you want to promote here? ThoughtCrimes.ca. Hot Wife Music, there should be an episode coming up pretty soon here. Are you uploading that episode?
Watch
the last
it.
One?
Oh, yeah. the last one. What? You didn't send it to me.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out. It's a Jack Frost.
Yeah, thanks.
Show.
I thought you already uploaded it. God damn it.
Listen, we're trying.
You're
a
mess.
I said beyond whatever. We're trying. I'm trying my best here. Everything's throwing me off today.
Stop mansplaining.
Oh my god.
Bye, guys.
Can you please play Shut Up, Bitch?
Shut up, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
Thank you. Alrighty. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good one. Peace and love. Don't smoke meth.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Classen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Classen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Classen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.